Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Chris and Amy show on 104.1 FM KMOX. John Hancock is in, Chris Ranji, and now we've got Scott Jagow. It's hour two of the show. Scott is the host of Total Information AM Weekend.
Yes.
He's always got three good things. Roaming yes. St. Louis, chat with Stumac on Sunday mornings, and he is with us now on KMOX. Let me tell you, Scott, one thing I despise, thank you cards.
What?
Why?
Well, okay. Before we get to the crux of this, I if I go to a wedding and I bring you a gift, okay, yeah. and you feed me and give me booze, transaction's over. We don't need anything else. I don't need you to have to go back after all of that you've done and spent all that money and then go write 200 thank you cards. Don't need it.
You might be onto something there.
I'm good, man. We're good. I brought you a gift.
No, the thank you note is part of Americana.
Americana. That's what Hallmark said.
You send thank you notes to people.
Why? Yeah, but not for a wedding. I don't need it.
Of course you do.
I get a wedding thank you note and it makes me angry. Well, just throw it away. What are you doing?
If that's what makes you angry, I mean, we might have a different discussion here.
Well, I
remember.
I need lots of help.
My wedding night. We got up to the honeymoon suite there, and before anything,
you puked.
Yeah, I did. I got sick. but before that, I did go through all of the cards and count the money.
Oh yeah,
well, that was good.
Yeah, I just look. To me, it's a two-way transaction, and then you've sent me a thank you, and now I feel obligated to acknowledge your thank you. And I just look, we're good, man.
You don't need to acknowledge a thank you.
I don't know.
And sometimes a thank you note. It gives you the opportunity to truly express what that person means to you.
Well, you know how you've expressed
John's
it.
John's all over this. Making more sense than you are.
No, you express it by inviting them to the wedding. That's you invite people to a wedding that you care about.
That you do.
Right.
Yeah, everybody in that room is loved, and that's why they're there.
Right. And so I am thinking of the pain of the people who have to sit down and write 200 thank you cards. It just
unnecessary. It's one of the very first exhibitions of teamwork between a husband and a wife.
No, it really.
That they will ever experience.
I mean, not in modern times.
Honey, do this.
Well, hate thank you cards. Love Christmas cards, though,
yeah.
Scott Jagow.
Do you?
Yeah.
All right. Well, what's the difference for you?
Well, it's a Christmas card is a acknowledgement that, hey, it's the holiday season, and I'm thinking of you.
I'm thinking of you, yeah. Yes. Well, I'm thinking of this subject for three good things this weekend. Christmas cards and the history of them, that kind of thing. I get a lot of inspiration from my lovely lady friend when I talk. She says, what are you going to do for three good things? And I'm saying, I don't know.
Talk about teamwork. Response. She's doing your segment for you.
And then she goes, how about Christmas cards?
Yeah.
So I started thinking about it, and it's actually a pretty good idea. And Christmas cards were created in 1843 by Sir Henry Cole in England. How about that? Yeah. He he commissioned an artist to design a card for his busy schedule, and then these things became popular, and a guy named Louis Prang brought them to America in 1875, and the first cards actually used a early type of printing called chromolithography.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds dangerous.
Yeah, no, it's good stuff. Yeah.
It sounds toxic.
I don't know.
Probably
it
poison.
Sounds toxic.
Well, I bet it smelled good.
They used the Ditto machine.
The Ditto machine had the best smell ever.
Oh god, that had to have been toxic as hell.
Oh, I loved it, man.
It was cool.
Cranking that in the principal's office, you'd walk by.
The paper was cool and kind of wet.
Yeah.
I mean, that was
and blue.
I love the Ditto.
Yeah.
I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
What?
Oh. The Ditto machine.
The Ditto. I never saw the Ditto machine.
Oh, I did.
But it was basically a copy machine. You'd have a little paper, like a test or a quiz on it.
Yeah.
And they'd run it through the Ditto machine, and it would make copies before Xerox, before like actual copy machines.
Wow. Yeah.
And it had a smell of a chromo lithium, whatever you said.
Yeah. Well.
To get back on topic.
Yeah. Anyway.
They use lithographic stones.
Yeah.
I'm sure this conversation right now, my lovely
rock
lady friend
name there,
would know a lot about this because she's taught photography.
Oh, okay.
She's a photographer.
She knows all about it.
She knows all about this stuff. So I don't know how many, I'm not going to get too into the weeds on chromolithography and stuff like that, but I think it is interesting to ask people, what do they do at Christmas? She, for example, has been preparing her Christmas cards for a month.
Wow.
And they're all ready to go, organized, no stress. I've never been one to send Christmas cards. I like getting them. I like people checking in once a year.
Do you feel guilty receiving Christmas cards when you yourself are not participating in the
Not really. I don't know why. Huh. I just don't really have that urge to send out Christmas cards.
Yeah.
Maybe in this era, social media makes it less inviting to do that because you can always check in on your friends online.
Yeah.
But I'm not on social media much either. So I do care about my friends and family.
Well, yeah, it's important.
But I'm not into the process of writing cards and all that stuff. I have in the past been a big letter writer, you know, in the older days, and I enjoyed that, but Christmas cards have never been my thing. I've usually had a partner who would do it for me.
So you'd rather do, you like to delegate, huh?
Honeydew.
That's her honeydew?
Yeah.
Yeah. You do this, I'll do that. I love Christmas cards just because there's so much variety in them. Like you can get the really elaborate Christmas card that has music and lights and, you know, glitter. I love them. Thank you cards are boring.
We've established
that. And it seems like
that.
A chore. But a Christmas card is amazing.
Well, the photos, because you can show the kids and the dog and, you know, all and the photos and the Christmas card. That's nice. Some people send a letter with their Christmas card that we've received.
Like, I mean,
it's a recap of the year.
Well,
all their family
that.
And the stuff that you might care about, maybe, or not.
I bought a package of Charlie Brown Christmas cards probably 8 years ago, and I still have some.
Yeah.
So I've been living off that for a while.
That's a good idea.
So people are getting the same Christmas card from me for the last 8 years.
Do you know Charles Schulz got rejected by Disney?
Yeah.
That does sound familiar to me.
All right, I'm sorry. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. I love your little tidbits, your historical facts.
I'm full of tidbits.
full of bits of something.
Of tid.
This guy's got all kinds of tin in him.
You mentioned Hallmark, and so it just popped in my head. So this past week, I watched the new Hallmark movie with the backdrop of the Buffalo Bills.
Oh,
it's called Holiday like the Chiefs, Touchdown.
Yeah, well, that was the Chiefs one. Was Holiday Touchdown.
It is remarkably awesome and terrible at the same time, which kind of describes every Hallmark movie. But in my case, I mean, the Bills allowed them to use all the logos and they're everywhere.
Yeah.
And they talked about the new stadium, which is opening next year.
Yeah.
They showed drone shots of it. It was very up to date. And the people in the town of Buffalo and the characters in the movie, That's what they're talking about. They're talking about the new stadium coming, and this is going to be the last home game at Highmark Stadium.
Yeah.
Which sounds kind of like Hallmark. But
wow.
but the story is, you know, it's like they're trying to find this lost love for one of their uncles, and they go through receipts from a store from the 1970s. And anyway, and the two people, of course, fall in love because that's what every Hallmark movie is about.
Yeah,
there are a lot of former Buffalo Bills in it.
Former.
Oh, that's cool.
Former Buffalo and current.
Such as?
Is Marshawn Lynch in it?
He didn't play for the Bills.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
He was drafted by him.
Oh.
He didn't stay there that long.
Yeah, he famously got in trouble with the police when he was playing there. And right after that, he went out of town. I don't think he didn't like Buffalo at all.
Well, Marshawn
Lynch. But I mean, it's great.
Wait, Buffalo's great.
What would you just say?
Buffalo's great. Yeah, no. Buffalo's awesome.
Have you been there?
No.
Well, Marshawn, then you can't talk.
But Marshawn had the, what was it he loved to go? Was it the Chili's he loved to go to? Or the TGI Fridays? I can't remember. There's a particular Chili's or Fridays. Applebee's maybe. Might be an Applebee's. Okay. One of those kinds of places that he loved.
In Buffalo?
Yes. And they have stuff of his hanging up in that restaurant.
Huh.
Yeah.
Tim Russert was a big Buffalo Bill.
I met and worked with Tim Russert.
Wow.
And yes, he was a great human being. I missed him, you know, when he passed away. I was very upset about it. He was a great human being. And anyway, yes, famously in the 90s when the Bills went to the four Super Bowls in a row that they lost, he on Meet the Press the day of the Super Bowl, because it always was broadcast on Sunday, he would implore God and who the universe for the Bills to please win one of these Super Bowls. You know, by the fourth one, he was on his knees. It was just like, please, 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 God.
How did it work out?
How'd what work out?
Who was the kicker that missed the field goal?
Norwood.
Yeah, Scott Norwood.
By the way, he's in the movie.
Scott Norwood is in the movie.
Wow.
He's also in a commercial.
Are you spoiling this movie?
No,
let me give you an additional spoiler alert real quick.
Most people listening, they would not know what Scott Norwood looked like.
I'm just
only diehard Bills fan.
Does he play himself in the movie?
Yeah, but it's kind of a very cameo.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
He plays himself.
Nice.
Thurman Thomas is in it.
Thurman Thomas.
Andre Reed.
Oh.
Jim Kelly.
Wow.
How about Don Beebe?
Nope.
No Don Beebe.
I didn't see Don Beebe, but.
Yeah.
Just so you know, and this is a general spoiler alert for the Hallmark movie.
Yeah.
Movies.
Mm-hmm.
They get together in the end.
They do.
But during the process, someone always interrupts.
There's always an
kiss.
Interruption.
Yeah, there's always an interruption.
It's a formula.
Ken Jones.
Of course it is.
Ken Jones was an offensive lineman for the Bills, I think, or defensive lineman. But anyway, he's a Pattonville High School graduate.
Are you?
Number 72, if memory
serves. Ken Jones?
Yeah, I think that's right.
I'm thinking, I guess
we got the research
Kent
department.
Hull. I'm thinking of Kent Hull, the late Kent Hull.
Offensive lineman for the Buffalo Bills.
Number Ken Jones. 72.
Working on that part.
Yeah.
I'll get back to you on that.
Yeah. The research department is
it's good.
Still researching.
72. It's
number 72. Wow. How about that?
Look at that.
Yep. Good job, man.
Anyway, it came to my mind because we watched it this week and we were both like, yeah, it's amazing, but it's awful. Just it's awful.
So did you, just so you have a frame of reference, did you go back and watch the Chiefs holiday touchdown movie?
Are you kidding me?
To compare them.
Really?
You could hate watch.
I could
the
hate
Chiefs
watch
holiday
it,
touchdown.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't think I could take any time in my life to watch something about the Chiefs.
Let me ask you this: would you be able to be objective enough to watch the Chiefs holiday touchdown Hallmark movie and acknowledge that it's better than yours?
Oh, no,
well, I'm not saying it is because I've seen neither, but I'm just asking you:
is it set in Kansas City?
Yes, of course.
Yeah,
it's about the Chiefs.
Yeah, there's no way I'm coming to the conclusion that it's better than the
Buffalo
one.
So you're biased. You cannot be impartial.
Yeah, I'm a Bills fan, not a Chiefs fan.
Buffalo's got a personality.
Scott, you're a journalist. True. You're supposed to be objective. You're a journalist.
Yeah. There's no such thing as objectivity. I'll be fair and accurate.
Who do the
Bills play this week?
They play the Bengals, the Cincinnati Bengals.
Joe Burrow's back.
Cincinnati. I know.
They have not had a good time in Cincinnati.
They have not been good against Cincinnati, especially Joe Burrow. You go back to the 80s. We played them in the playoffs a couple of times, and they beat us then, too. famously, when we called a timeout, we had a fourth down coming up, and we called a timeout after a timeout or some stupid thing that happened. A Buffalo Billsian thing to happen. And yeah, Joe Burrow scares the bejesus out of me. He's a really good football player.
Yeah,
but
is.
I think the Bills are being a little bit underrated right now because they've had two terrible losses.
Yeah, they're on the outside looking in, right?
Yeah. No, they're in the inside.
They're barely in.
But barely by the record. I mean, right. The point is they have a lot of injuries. A lot of teams do. But I feel like they're still one of the... Actually, if you look at the odds, they're the AFC favorite.
Wow.
Well, I don't want to...
Despite the Patriots and Broncos having better records.
Right.
I don't buy either of them right now.
Really?
In the playoffs.
There's another team with a better record than the Bills. Do you buy them?
What team are we talking about?
Who could it possibly
be? What team?
Oh, you're talking about the Bears and the other conference?
Yeah.
I was specifically referring to the AFC.
Well, I'm talking about... Number one NFC team right now, big boy.
They are. You can't argue.
It's Packers week. Stupid Packers.
Yeah. Do you think the Bears are going to go into Lambeau and beat them?
No, absolutely not.
I actually think they can.
They can.
Of course they can.
But they won't.
The Packers have been wildly inconsistent all year. Some weeks they look amazing.
Nah, I'm going to go. Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to go in with this optimism like, oh, my God, they might actually do it today. And they're going to kick me right in the beans. I know it. I don't want to get kicked in the beans.
I will say about your Bears. Ben Johnson
is awesome.
Did you see him
take his shirt off?
Shelf.
Of course I did.
But he is a very, very good coach. I wish we had him for Josh Allen. But, you know, I will say Caleb Williams – Still
a work
jury
in progress.
Out. The completion still, percentage
not great.
Not good.
Not great. But he'll always do something magnificent in a game, and you're just like, that's it, dude. Keep doing that. Anyway, Ben Johnson, I know we pretty much hijacked your entire segment here. Ben Johnson.
We all did.
We didn't have anything anyway, did we?
It's hard to say.
So Ben Johnson, if you did not see this, there were several weeks ago, there's a hot dog place called the Wiener Circle. And the Wiener Circle, when you go in, a lot of drunk people go in after the bars, they're open late, and the people working there are mean. They scream at you. And that's their thing. Like, they yell at you, they insult you, they're vulgar when they insult you.
Mm-hmm.
And
sounds like fun.
It's actually really fun.
I think I might have been there.
And so there's a segment you can go watch. Triumph the Insult Comic Dog goes there. And Jack McBriar, I think that's his name, from 30 Rock. He's with him. It's a real funny segment. Anyway, they said if Caleb Williams throws for 4 touchdowns, we'll give free hot dogs away. They did. 2,000 people.
Wow.
And then they tweeted, Ben Johnson needs to take his shirt off in the locker room after a game during the celebration. Oh,
really?
And he knew about it.
Okay.
And he did it. And Tuesday, a couple thousand people got free,
got free hot dogs.
Lined up in the freezing cold for it.
I'm getting
really cool stuff. All right. Hey, Scott J. Gowan.
Right now.
Three good things roaming St. Louis. Chat with Stu Mac Sunday morning.
6:30 to 9:30
on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
I think thank you notes are really helpful because there are cases that I do not know if the recipient received the gift or not. So if everyone sent a thank you note, then I would know they got the gift.
That was profound.
Well, if you bring the gift to the wedding.
That was profound.
Or if you've had it delivered because you went to the registry and you had it delivered directly to the house.
It's an acknowledgement.
It is
thank you note is an acknowledgement.
You get an email that says your package has been delivered.
Do you?
Yes. You don't need a thank you note.
I guess I don't send packages.
No, but all you're doing is creating work for people who've already fed you and gave you booze all
night. Although, I had a client send me a check, express priority, through the U.S. Postal Service.
I don't know. What's the difference
express
between...
Express priority.
What's express?
They paid extra for that.
Express priority or first class or and first it, class
it,
air.
And
first
you could it had a tracking number, Raj. And yeah. So I could go look at it sitting in St. Paul, Minnesota, day after day after day. And they finally stopped payment on the check and it arrived in my P.O. box the next day. Ridiculous.
Look.
But I had it.
Well, we appreciate the voice message.
We do.
And you can go ahead and send a voice message anytime you like.
Yeah, you got that Odyssey app thing.
From Robin. Thank you, Robin.
That was Robin.
Yeah, it was Robin. So, Odyssey app. Get the Odyssey app. It's free. It's on your phone.
You know, she's married to Batman.
No, dude. Huh? Robin was the sidekick.
Oh. All right. Got that
and
wrong.
I don't want to say.
Yeah.
But was Batman a groomer?
Hmm. No. Bruce Wayne. The business guy, I think he was.
Was he?
Yeah.
Well, I guess we'll find out. Greg Damon, KMOX's auto experts, joining us next.
Guy.
Because you may have heard this week that Waymo, the driverless car company, that it's kind of like an Uber Lyft, but there's no driver.
Yeah.
They are in St. Louis now. They are testing. They're not driverless testing yet, but they are testing their vehicles in town, and the expectation is that I believe by 2027 they'll be operating here.
Can't wait.
Going to talk to Greg Damon, our auto expert, get his thoughts on driverless vehicles. That is coming up when we come back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
John Hancock, Chris Ranji. It is the Chris and Amy show. Amy is out. She'll be back at some point next week unless she is eaten by a bear or dies on the slopes. We don't know. It depends.
She's skiing?
I don't know.
Nobody knows.
I'm just assuming.
Yeah.
But you know what happens when you assume?
Yes. Not good.
Do you not know?
I do know.
What?
Well, you know, run afoul sometimes.
Oh, come on, John. Say it. Say it. It is a Chris and Amy show, and we have this week learned that Waymo, which is a company that owns and operates driverless vehicles in various cities around the country.
Part of Google.
Yeah, like San Francisco. They're huge in San Francisco and some of the bigger cities in the country, and they've been testing in different markets. And basically, it's like an Uber or a Lyft. You get in, and there's no driver, and it takes you to your destination anyway. Well, they're testing in St. Louis, and eventually driverless vehicles will be operational here. It's going to take a little bit of time, but they're testing right now. And joining us to discuss about that is KMOX's auto expert and the general manager of Sparks Tire and Auto in St. Charles, Greg Damon, on the show. What's going on, Greg?
Oh, not much, fellas. Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Well, we appreciate you being on today, Greg. I know that eventually driverless vehicles are going to be everywhere, and I know that the technology will continue to improve, but right now I'm still a little, uneasy about them. What are your thoughts on driverless vehicles?
I got to tell you, I'm a little uneasy as well. You know, I've been in this business for a long time. It's kind of scary to me to take that human control out of the driving down the road with hundreds of cars passing you, behind you, in front of you, on the side of you, whether they're coming at you or going with you in the same way. It's kind of scary. Like, hey, what happens if something, what happens if it's a fault? What happens if it's a mechanical breakdown? How am I going to be able to rectify this situation? So it is scary for me too.
Well, do these things, have you ridden in one, Greg?
I have not ridden in one, but let's face it, look now at all the drone airplanes that we have flying right overhead constantly. So the issue for cars, though, for me, is I don't feel that we really have all the infrastructure. And what I mean by that, these cars have sensors all over them. You guys have been in cars where you look at the dash panel and it shows you a 360-degree view around the car. And that's what these cars do. They have all sorts of radar, LIDAR, sensors all over them so they can detect anything around that vehicle. And it accelerates, decelerates, brakes when it has to, when it sees an object or something in front of it. The issue, what I say by not having the infrastructure, is what happens when it's snowing? Mm-hmm. What happens when it's raining? What happens when it's dark and these sensors can't pick up the lines on the road, the middle line and the edge of the road? What happens when it cannot pick those up? And if you happen to be in the car, that's my concern about it.
So the argument against that would be, well, that happens to humans too. Sometimes they can't see out the front window and they are still driving when it's snowy or rainy or whatever. What would you say about that then?
Well, no, you're 100% correct. And, you can actually take out distracted driving and or, you know, impaired driving on these Waymo vehicles, because you don't have a driver that, you know, could be impaired or be sick or anything else. It, you know, it takes that human element out of it. But for me personally, sitting in the back seat of a vehicle, again, this is just my personal opinion, sitting in the back seat of a vehicle where it's just going by itself, you know, it's not a ride at Six Flags where it's on a track and it's not going to run off the road, I would just be apprehensive. And it's just, that's just my many years in the business.
Well, and you think about all of the potential things you could encounter, a flat tire, a stalled car in front of you that just gives out, a car coming the wrong way on a one-way street. I mean, I would think you'd have to program this thing for any potential event that might occur.
No, you're 100% correct. And it's not even the programming, but you know, everybody's seen the Google cars around with the big stem sticking out of the top, and that's what it kind of does. It's got sensors all the way around on it. So it can act in within milliseconds of what's needed to be done in an evasive maneuver. But, you know, what happens if you're on the highway, a divided highway, and a tire comes from the other lane into your lane? You know, is it going to be able to react fast enough? I don't know. That's just my worry about it.
Talking to automotive expert Greg Damon here on 104.1 FM KMOX. With the technology the way it is right now, and of course there are always going to be improvements, it will, you know, I'm sure that decades from now it will be as close to perfect as possible, though I guess no technology ever is. What would have to happen in order for you as an automotive expert to feel more comfortable with these vehicles?
For me personally, I mean, it is definitely the way of the future. There is no doubt about it. I'm sure my kids will, there will be no issue with them getting in one, and they will feel comfortable and not have any problem with it. For me, it's just, you know, we made so many advances in automotive safety today with the safety features that are put on, like blind spot detection, cruise controls that will actually slow down if there's a car in front of you. So all this incorporates into this Waymo vehicle. It has even more sensors on it than that. But for me, what is it when the elements outside are bad? That is the big thing for me. So again, you know, the snow, the rain, if it can't pick up something on the highway, you know, what happens if somebody walks out in front? Is it going to be able to slow down as fast? But again, that goes back with the human element as well. Or can you do that too? So I don't know. I'm just old and stubborn.
Okay. Greg Damon's with you. No, you're not. You are not old. I've seen, like, I know that sometimes when you're driving, when a person is driving, it's difficult to tell that a road is slick. Does a car like this, does a Waymo car, is it able or is it not able to predict or detect road conditions well? Does it have difficulty with that?
Well, it would have difficulty with it too, especially in the case of like this morning with black ice out there. Nobody's going to be able to see that. But with the advanced capabilities the car has, hopefully it will be able to employ its anti-lock brake system and not get it to go into a spin. You know, that's another thing too with these Waymo. We talked about taking the human element out of it. They're going to accelerate smoothly. They're not going to be herky-jerky on the brake pedal. So, you know, everything will be smooth. And that will be a much safer issue when it is icy out or things like that. Or who knows, they may not be able to employ them when they're icy out as well.
So we've all had the experience of having to go out and buy a car. And for some, it's entirely pleasurable. And for others, it's a dread. Do you foresee a day, Greg, where it's more economically efficient to just take a driverless car back and forth to work every day, take it around town, take it to the grocery store? Or will we always be a society that owns our own cars?
Well, that is a great question. I mean, if I put my, you know, my Carnac hat on and predict the future, I'm going to say
you just did show your age just now.
Exactly.
Carnac.
Yes.
You know, I think it is definitely the wave of the future. I think eventually that we're going to see more and more autonomous vehicles. They've made great strides with it. I did a story many years ago about BMW had were one of the first in technology as far as autonomous cars, and they had they did this at a shopping mall to where the car came up to the front of the shopping mall, let the driver out. The car went and found a parking space in the parking garage, backed itself in, completely shut down. The driver came out of the store, called the car on the cell phone. The car fired up, drove out of the parking garage, and went and picked the driver back up at the entrance to the mall. So, I mean, I think eventually we're going to see this in everything. And I think it's going to be a car that is going to be sold at dealerships where there will not be a driver.
And now we've got driverless cars and no shopping malls.
And no shopping malls, exactly. But, you know, let's throw this. If that ever comes to it, what is going to be the cost to repair this when one of these sensors go bad or something like that? Right now, the cost to manufacture this vehicle is about $200,000 per car to manufacture these vehicles. And they're using a Jaguar I-Pace, I believe, is what the car they're going to tout here in St. Louis. That's what's going to really ramp up the cost for consumers is what happens on a breakdown. What happens, you know, is it going to have to use specialty tires? Is it going to have to use specialty, obviously, electronics inside the car? What kind of batteries is it going to have to use? So I think the cost would certainly be exorbitant for consumers, but I do see a day when it's going to happen.
Okay, so explain this, the difference between how much different is the technology or how more complicated is the technology with a self-driving car, one fully autonomous, versus, like the Teslas now that you can set it to stay in the lanes. You know, it can drive for you, but you still have to be there behind the wheel. How much different is that technology?
Well, it's the thing in the Tesla is the technology that has moved forward to these autonomous cars. So that, you know, that's kind of where they started. But as I said, the technology on this, they use a combination of radar, just like on an airplane. They use a combination of sensors around the car to detect objects in front of it. They also use what they call LIDAR, which is a laser radar, which sends out light beam pulses out in the front, hits whatever and comes back, and it's able to compute what that is. There's all sorts of different kind of technology or even computers that go into this that's able to make calculations in a millisecond to be able to keep this inside the road, keep the speed of the vehicle, to be able to brake on the vehicle. Also has cameras all over as well. There's going to be cameras in the windshield and the rear tailgate. There'll be cameras on every corner of the vehicle that also senses and takes pictures constantly of what's going on around it.
I'm assuming these Waymo cars are electric, right? They're not running on petrol.
Correct.
Yeah. I know you're not a big fan of the electric vehicle, and I share that with you, but it does seem like we are moving as a country, at least, if not worldwide, to a reliance on pretty much exclusively electric cars. Is that accurate?
Well, here again, and people say that I'm not a big proponent of electric cars. The reason I'm not is because, again, we just don't have the infrastructure. I wouldn't want to own a car or drive a car that my max mileage would be 300 miles. And then the car would just die and I wouldn't be able to move it. Again, what happens when it's cold outside, like today, 13 degrees outside, you got your heater on, that takes energy away from your battery. You got your seat heaters on, that takes energy away from your battery. You got your lights on, same thing, wipers on. And so all of a sudden your mileage starts going down, down, down. So for me, I would not feel comfortable, driving or being able to commute with that, not knowing that this car dies, it's not going to be run out of gas and I can go get gas and put right in it. It's going to die and I'm going to have to get it towed right away. So that, you know, that's one of my big issues with electric cars. I think eventually, it's going to get better and better. The battery technology is going to get better and better. where we'll be able to squeeze more mileage out of it. But again, when you have an electric car, where is the cost offset? Because how do we make electricity here in the Midwest? We burn coal. So how does that help the emissions by driving an electric car when I'm burning more coal, polluting the air more to charge my electric car? Plus the cost of insurance at home with the charging, and you have to pay for a charger to be put in your house. I'm not sure the cost offset of it.
We'll have to be nuclear power in the future, probably. Hey,
I think hydrogen power, that's going to be the way of the future.
There is one comment, somebody watching us on Facebook, and you can watch the show Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, and it's Joe, who says, if we buy a car like this and it gets in a wreck, is the owner held liable, or is it the programmers of the vehicle for insurance purposes? Which is a good question.
That's a fantastic question.
Yeah, who's at fault then?
Well, I think ultimately it would come down to you owning the vehicle and your insurance. If you have, if my 16-year-old son jumps in my car and gets in a wreck, who's liable? I'm liable for it. So usually the insurance follows the car. But what would the insurance cost be on something like that? It'd be astronomical.
Greg Damon, automotive expert with us here on KMOX, general manager of Sparks Tire and Auto in St. Charles. As always, we appreciate you. Thanks, Greg.
So much a pleasure. Thanks, guys.
Got John Hancock and Chris Ranji. This is 104.1 FM KMOX. And also, real quick, want to thank everybody who came out to Hardee's in Valley Park, Merrimack Station Road. Turns out there are two Hardee's on Merrimack Station Road in Valley Park. We were at 850.
Yep.
So we were there yesterday for Operation Food Search, taking monetary donations. Part of the Glover campaign, he's been on Operation Food Search for years, done a fantastic job raising money to help feed kids in the St. Louis area. So they are still accepting monetary donations. And of course, you want to listen to the Glover show, and they've got their big show coming up. Their last show of the year where they are taking donations. It's always at a Hardee's location, and a lot of people stop by. And so we want to thank everybody who came by last night. One other thing here, and I was talking about thank you cards and how I don't believe they're necessary a wedding. Because it's a transaction to me. I have come to your wedding. I have given you a gift. I stayed there. You fed me, and you gave me free booze and dessert and everything all night.
And entertainment. Don't forget the entertainment.
The transaction is over. I don't need you to also send me a thank you card. I don't need you to sit down and go through 100, 200 envelopes and address all of them and write something personal. I don't need that. But a listener has emailed into the show. It says a thank you card should definitely be sent, and not a pre-printed one that says thanks for attending and thanks for the gift. A handwritten note should be included. It is rude not to. If people take the time to make a dinner, go to a wedding, birthday party, retirement party, anniversary party, then the very least the recipient can do is thank them. Well, but they fed you.
Yeah.
And they gave you drinks.
Well, and
that's a lot.
You know, weddings, if you look at it per person, per invitee, you're spending between $100 and $500 a person.
And now I have to send a thank you on top of all that? Nah. Come on, dog. Mm. Keep it. Keep your money.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.